Aircheckdownloads.com.
Phil Collins, Two Hots on Radio 2. It's a kind of, well, yeah, labored. I must say, I'm pleased to see on the latest series, How Did I Miss It? Last night, because I was about my business last night. I was eating and drinking with the finest of the people who'd come down all the way from Yorkshire for the doubtful privilege. Anyway, bless them. And I hope they make it safely back to sunny Donny. I'm pleased to say the latest series of Great British Chefs. The Great British Menu, that's what it is. Where, you know, Matthew Fort was allowed to, at enormous expense, the BBC, go around stuffing his face and speaking portentously about the food. And foam on food seems to be going out of fashion. Really? Ah, they are fiddling about a bit, aren't they, on Great British Chefs? The Great British Menu. I mean, come on. You know, modern British food. And then, you see, they previously prepared their dishes and added a foam to give their creations a sort of culinary tang. And yes, a bit like cuckoo spit was what it looked like. Dave New World. Don't get me wrong, says Jamie Donut. I'm not complaining. As soon as somebody says that, you know, with a great certainty, that they're going to be complaining. Has your other listener noticed a missing ingredient in the Great British Menu? Oh, too true we have, Jamie Donut. In previous series, the chefs have been joined in the kitchen by a lightly flour-dusted Jenny Bond, skipping about, doe-eyed, playfully chatting to the chefs. In this series, Jenny's restricted to just a commentary. Do you think they rose as one man and said, get her out of my kitchen? I love the way they try to provoke an artificial spirit of confrontation, conflict. All they're trying to do is cook a good plate of food. That's what it comes down to in the end. That's Boz Scaggs. Sort of goes through you at this hour of the morning, doesn't it? What can I say? It's a wonderful, wonderful day from where I'm sitting, and I hope it may shine on you today. It's the least that you deserve. And David Morgan, ex-Pontypridd and Northampton, which has a significance that will be revealed. While sitting in my office in Christchurch, New Zealand, and getting a little bored looking out of the window at the expansive vistas of the Southern Alps with their snow-capped mountains, long meandering valleys, and the lush Canterbury plains, not to mention the sheep. Look, if you're living in New Zealand, you have to mention sheep. I was awoken from my daydreams, not by the sound of the sheep or the rippling waters of the Waimakariri River. No, it was you mentioning on last week's program that they're going to demolish the Northampton Lighthouse. Is this an April Fool's joke, tell? Or are the jesters at the local council? Ah, the Northampton Lighthouse. Bringing the weary traveller safely home across the sands of Dee. And they're going to knock it down. Are they mad? Further signs of the breakdown of the British way of life. Not only have they destroyed the Northampton Lighthouse, but the M5 camel has disappeared. We no longer see the man walking his budgie in a cage on the Robin Hood roundabout in Birmingham. What next? They'll be closing the post offices next. I wonder if you
could be... AirCheckDownloads.com.